This is BBC Asian Network.
But first, one in four of all new patients accessing mental health services are Asian. Figures seen by Asian Network show the number of people getting help is up by nearly 10,000 over 2 years. Problem areas include most common mental disorders like anxiety, depression, and emotional stress. Jay Patel has this special report.
The number of Asians using NHS mental health care is on the up.
In the last few years, we have seen an increase from Asian population coming to see us.
That's Dr. Renju Joseph, who's a consultant psychiatrist for the NHS in Birmingham.
They may lose their confidence, it can affect their self-esteem, they can go into severe depression, people can develop, you know, suicidal thoughts, and they may stop eating, and sometimes it can be even fatal.
Zara, not her real name, went to get professional help from an Asian charity when she started being abused. This led to her depression.
I was diagnosed with it when I was 16. I didn't have much knowledge on it at the time, but I've looked at symptoms from depression and they do connect to how I feel.
It took Zara a while before realising she needed the support of professionals.
I was brought up from a really religious and a strict family and we didn't talk about such things. I knew that I was suffering from depression from a really young age.
Asian women in the UK are 3 times more likely to have mental disorders like anxiety and depression than Asian men. But Dr. Joseph says the figures for both sexes will keep on going up.
We all know that there's quite a lot of immigration from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. So there will be more South Asian clients seeking help, especially if their awareness is improving.
He's dealing with more and more Asian patients and says the traditional family unit isn't as strong as it used to be.
Recently, we have noticed that there are quite a lot of, you know, family problems. So the traditional family support may not be happening nowadays.
Even with this huge burst in Asian clients, many of you are still divided on this subject of actually getting professional help.
I think it would almost be embarrassing and it would feel a bit odd to talk to a stranger about your problems. If they do feel that, it would be easier to talk to someone they don't know, I suppose it would work.
You need to be happy, you know, life's too short to be down.
Talking to someone did help Zara, and now she is trying to help others.
Life's still a bit up and down for me, but you learn to deal with situations. But I wouldn't have learnt to deal with these situations if I had spoken to all these people that have been there for me.
With the professional healthcare service changing to deal with this demand, experts say the UK will keep on seeing more Asian patients coming forward for their support.